Sussex County Council to order. And the first item that we handled is the Lord's Prayer and Pledge of Allegiance. If everyone could rise, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item of business is the approval of the agenda, and I'm not aware of any changes that are recommended. So we would need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
So we'll vote on that. We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah. Motion approved. The next item is election of officers. And the first officer to be elected would be the president of the Sussex County Council. We would open the floor for nominations.
I move that Mr. Phillips is a president.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'm seconding.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to appoint Mr. Phillips as the president of the Sussex County Council. Mrs. Deaver?
Do you want to vote or do you want an opinion? Darn, I guess I'm going to have to vote for him. All right.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'll turn this over to Mr. Phillips then.
We don't even have to change chairs, do we?
Amazing.
Let me begin by thanking everyone here on council. And I really appreciate this honor, and I want you all to know that I have great respect for everyone here. I have respect for your opinions, and it's my fervent prayer that we all can conduct these meetings in a professional manner so that everyone can express themselves to best represent their constituencies. With that said, we have the election of the vice president. Is there a motion for vice president?
I'll make George Cole.
We have a motion for George Cole as vice president. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second for George Cole as vice president. If there's no questions on the motion, I'd ask Ms. Deaver for her vote.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
And I vote yes.
Can I demand a recount at this point?
The next is appointments. We have several committees which will have to be filled, beginning with the Delaware League of Local Governments representative. Is there a motion for that? I believe Ms. Deaver has an interest.
Sure, I'll make Ms. Deaver. Second.
We have a motion and a second to appoint Ms. Deaver as the Sussex County Council representative to the Delaware League of Local Government. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Congratulations. Okay. We have an appointment to the National Association of Counties Boards of Directors. I believe Mr. Cole has an interest in that. Is there a motion?
Motion. Go ahead.
That's right, Vincent.
Mr. Vincent has made a motion to appoint Mr. Cole as the representative to the National Association of Counties Board of Directors. Is there a second?
Thanks.
Mr. Wilson seconds. If there's no comment, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Congratulations, Mr. Cole. We have an appointment to the Sussex Conservation District Board of Directors. I believe Mr. Wilson has an interest in that. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion for Mr. Wilson.
We have a motion. And we have a second. Is there any discussion? We'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Congratulations, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
We have an appointment to the Sussex County Airport Committee. I believe Mr. Wilson has an interest in that. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second motion.
We have a motion and a second. A motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Vincent. If there's no discussion, we'll take a vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Congratulations, Mr. Wilson. We have two appointments to the Sussex County Land Trust. Traditionally, this has been a bipartisan appointment. Ms. Dever has an interest in this committee, as well as myself, who is currently serving on this committee.
So we only have to make the one appointment, right?
I believe so.
I'll move that we put Mrs. Dever on the Sussex County Land Trust.
Mr. Cole has made that motion. Is there a second?
Second motion.
Mr. Vincent has seconded it. There's no discussion. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Congratulations, Ms. Dever.
May I say something?
Yes.
Last year when that committee was filled, the appointments were for the calendar year 2008. It might be a good idea to call for a motion for your position on that committee, too, since that was last year was done only for calendar year 2008.
I move then we reappoint Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the reappointment of my position. If there's no discussion, we'll take a vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. There are a few positions with the county on the agenda, most notably our attorneys.
Did we do the pension committee?
No, I don't believe we did.
Okay.
Sorry.
Almost got away with that one.
I believe that Mr. Vincent has expressed an interest in this committee. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second by Mr. Wilson to appoint Mike Vincent to the Sussex County Pension Committee. If there's no discussion, we'll take a vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We now need to address the issue of the county attorney, the assistant attorney, and the assistant attorney for the Board of Adjustments. We have currently serving as the county attorney, Mr. Griffin, as the county attorney for planning and zoning, Vincent Robertson, and the assistant county attorney for the Board of Adjustments, Mr. Richard Burrell. These gentlemen have expressed an interest in staying on, and the council, to my knowledge, has expressed an interest in keeping them on to serve at the pleasure of the council. If someone is interested in making the
motion. I move that we appoint all three attorneys, as mentioned, for their service here.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to reappoint Mr. James Griffin as our county attorney for Sussex County Council, Mr. Vincent Robertson as our assistant county attorney for the planning and zoning, and Mr. Richard Burrell as assistant county attorney and attorney for the Board of Adjustments to serve at the pleasure of the council. If there's no discussion, we'll call for a motion. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes.
Thank you.
We now have on the agenda discussion of the rules of procedure, and I'll turn this over to Mr. Griffin.
The rules of procedure are basically internal rules that council usually readopts at the beginning of each year. Copies have been handed down. These are the rules as they were last amended on June 24, 2008. The thing to do would be to ask whether members of council or Mr. Baker have any suggested revisions to these before they are readopted for the coming year. believe Mr. Baker had indicated one proposed amendment.
Yes, on page four, section 4.2, the third sentence says, any other person may request to have items on the county council agenda by notifying the county administrator in writing prior to the close of business on the Thursday prior to the Tuesday county council meeting. That is contrary to our practice, because right now we post the agenda on the Tuesday, a week in advance on a Tuesday. So I would suggest we change where it says Thursday to Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Could I get a motion to that effect to amend the rules of procedures before we adopt the full?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Wilson's made a motion to
second.
Mr. Vincent has seconded the motion to amend the rules of procedures to reflect Tuesday date rather than a Thursday so that we can comply with the other rules set down by the county council. Is there any discussion? If there is none, we'll call for a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Mr. Pratt, I got a suggestion also, David. Do you have another
yes,
one?
Yes, Mr. Cole.
On the first page, and it says public business, and where we have any additional business brought before the council, it clarifies there. It says any matter over which the Sussex County Council has supervision, control, and jurisdiction and advisory power. Many times we've had people come up and bring subjects and topics to us that are state issues or, you know, federal or whatever. So I think we need to, and many times we've had these people once they get up there because we've never had any limits and different things. So my suggestion is that as we have, we open the floor to additional business before the council, that we limit the speaker to 3 or 5 minutes, depending on the topic, and if there is additional time needed, we address it at that point. But I think we need to clarify that, because many times we have people just, you know, going over topics that we have. It's interesting sometimes, but not much we can do about it. So, is there anything we should put in this rules, Jim, that we might addressed that we will give time limits, and maybe we'll adopt a policy addressing
Mr. Griffin.
There is currently included in paragraph 4.2 on page 4.
All right, let's see where it is.
It says, any other person may request to have items placed on the county council agenda by notifying county administrator in writing prior to the close of business on the Tuesday prior to Tuesday council
right.
meeting. Provided, however, that items requested be placed on the agenda that are not, in the opinion of county administrator, of county council jurisdiction, will not be placed on the posted agenda. So I think that gives the county administrator a means to determine whether something is really within your jurisdiction.
Well, my concern, though, is that the portion of our agenda where we say any additional business, and we will invite the public, which I think is good. I'm very supportive of having somebody show up, maybe has a concern, and wants to raise their hand, and we acknowledge them. But sometimes my concern is that sometimes the topics are stuff that we don't have anything to deal with. So can we address just maybe not an item that would be posted on the agenda, which would take a week in advance, but just the person who comes to the meeting?
Well, if that happens, that's really a matter within the control of president,
who has
a gavel, and if the president recognizes that it's not an issue about which the council has jurisdiction, they can simply tell the person that we don't have jurisdiction, and we thank you for your time.
Would it be appropriate to maybe have some written policy so when people do show up that when they sign in, maybe they would see something that they would know? Because I have told people that they've called me up and they've got an issue, and I say, well, we don't have an ordinance address yet. And the individual thinks it's very important and would like to bring it up, you know, and see if there is any, you know, to alert us or to educate us on these problems here in the county.
Mr. Griffin, may I ask if we can address this next week under an agenda item without holding up the approval of these rules and procedures?
You could certainly do that, and you could also more fully define what additional business means.
Okay. Short of a motion, Mr. Cole?
That'd be fine.
Okay. I'll ask the county administrator to give thought to this in conjunction with our attorney and Mr. Cole and offer a suggested amendment that can be looked at by the council prior to being placed on the agenda if there is no objection. We have an amended rules of procedures to vote on if there is a motion.
And I'll make the motion to approve the amended rules.
Mr. Cole has made that motion. Is there a second?
Second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to approve the amended rules of procedures. If there is no discussion, I'll call for a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Meeting of correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We have several items of correspondence. I'll try to go through those quickly. Primarily, they are thank you notes or cards. First is from the Sussex County Coordinator for the Alzheimer's Association and the Medical Alert Safe Return Program, thanking council for a donation. Next, the Milton Historical Society, thanking council for a human service grant to that organization. A letter from the executive officer of Kent Sussex Industries, thanking council for a human service grant. A letter from Karen McDonald on behalf of Daryl Emery and the Emery family, thanking council for a donation that made it possible for them to install an overhead lift to allow their disabled son to live at home. A letter from the Wellness Community, thanking council for a human service grant. A letter from the Delaware Ecumenical Council on Families and Children, thanking council for a human service grant. A letter from the Way Home Program, thanking council for a donation to that organization. A letter from Senator George H. Bunning, Jr., thanking council. It's fairly short. I'll just read it. Donna and I are thankful to God and for the many prayers and concerns during our recent kidney transplants and recovery. I am humbled to soon be working with my sixth governor. Each governor has contributed to our state's rich history. Delaware and Hawaii are the most centralized in our nation with our services provided. It goes ahead to say, as Delaware's $3.5 billion budget allows for 45% of the funds to go to the people. Where do we cut $580 million? We can pass services back to the counties, but that would just shift the pain. I would like to extend my cooperation to work with you through these difficult economic times and beyond, and we need and value your input on how to resolve this issue with county and state governments working together. A letter from the Bridgeville Senior Center, thanking council for a contribution through a human service grant. A letter from the Delaware Guidance Services, thanking council for a human service grant. A letter from the Salvation Army, thanking council for a donation to that organization. A letter from the Westside New Beginnings, Inc. Children and Youth Program, thanking council for a contribution. A letter from the Delaware Nature Society, thanking council for a donation that will be used to support the Abbott's Nature Mill Center. Abbott's Mill Nature Center. A letter from the Milford Senior Center, thanking council for a donation. A letter from the Anointed Breadbasket Ministries, thanking council for a donation. A letter from the Sussex Pregnancy Care Center, thanking council for a donation. And that's all the correspondence.
Are there other correspondence that would like to be shared by the council? If not, I'd like to move on to the next item and turn the meeting over to our county administrator for